Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome and good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you out of Spokane on 96.5 FM and AM 630, and are live streaming, hopefully, fingers crossed, should be working there. But also, if you miss the 7 to 7:30 AM broadcast, you can always check out the latest show, and all of our previous shows are archived at our Podbean site. That's radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com. All right, coming into the studio, getting settled in. Lady Liberty, good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning to everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday.
Yeah.
And I've been sitting here as long as you have, so I don't know what you're doing. I don't know
I just came into the studio.
Oh, really?
I sat down first so I could say you're just sitting down joining me.
Okay. All right. Well, there we have it. So,
I just wanted to say a belated happy Mother's Day to everyone out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Yep. And but the main reason why I wanted to explain that is that that is why we did not do a Sunday evening podcast. We were with our family, and hopefully you guys had a great time with your families, moms specifically. And we had planned on getting in early enough to put the show together, the Sunday evening podcast, and we were not able to. It was actually like 8:30 p.m. when we rolled in. So anyway, that was the reason for that, and it was a great reason. We were with the moms, right?
That's right, and we are upholding the law of the commandments that says to honor your mother and father. So absolutely.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. So, Lady Liberty, I'll tell you what, let's just turn this over to the word of the day.
The word of the
day.
I know
that you got that
yes.
all handy.
Yep, absolutely. It's going to be great, too. And this came out of our Saturday Bible study that was really, really awesome. I mean, it's we have extra time Saturday to focus on the Lord, and so we get this opportunity to really delve deep into some of the issues that we want to investigate. And so what we covered, well, we covered a lot of things Saturday, but the word of the day is going to come to us from Isaiah chapter 58, verses 6 through 9, which read, "Is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you might break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him, and not hide yourself from your own flesh. Then your light shall break forth like the morning, your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, 'Here I am.'" And so that is the end of verse 9. But it was such an amazing study because I had never really read about fasting that pleases God. Chapter 58
right.
is under the title of Fasting That Pleases God. And so he's saying, he kind of points out in the beginning of that chapter that people are more or less fasting in a way that is not pleasing to the Lord. And they make it like, you know, they will afflict their souls and they're, you know, it's just the way that they were doing it
right.
is not reflective of how God really meant it to be. And so I never really thought about the fact that God views our service and doing good things as a type of a fast.
Right.
And so in order for something to be a fast, it means you're not doing something you normally would do.
Right.
Right. You're not engaging in your normal behavior, whatever that behavior may be. And so when he says, is this not the fast that I've chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. And so typically he's saying, you know, basically he's saying, you're evil. You people are evil. You right. people are wicked, you know. And so take a break from that for a while. You know, do something good instead. You know, go on a fast from your evil, right. wicked behavior. You know, this is more of what I'm hoping to see from you. And I would call, he honors that type of fasting. Right. And so I, you know, that was pretty profound to me as we were reading that. I was like, I've never considered good service a fast.
Right. But there are also, there's different types of fasts. There's different ways to fast. There's different reasons to fast and type of fasts. But I had, like you, I had never seen this particular explanation as far as what pleases God, the type of fasting that God wants.
Right, right. And it also mentions in the Bible notes for those verses, it says, the fast that I have chosen, meaning the Lord clarifies the meaning of true fasting for Israel. She must cease to oppress the poor and must observe the Sabbath with pure and joyful worship. Then the Lord will give light, healing, and full restoration. And so it refers to the yoke in verse 9, where it says, if you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness, like to remove that.
Right.
The yoke refers to all forms of political, economic, and social injustice. The pointing of the finger refers to falsely accusing people with fear tactics. Speaking wickedness refers to stirring up trouble. And so taking a fast from all of those things is amazing.
Yeah.
And then it describes in verses, if you cared to read more, you could read on down to the rest of that chapter into verse 14, where it describes that if you honor the Sabbath, that also is considered a type of a fast, which in and of itself is very interesting, because a Sabbath is considered a feast day. Right. And so
right.
So
you're not fasting from food.
Right. You're not fasting from food. You're fasting from your normal things that you would do the other 6 days of
the
week.
Well, it was the description. Where was the description that maybe it was in the scripture. I don't have the scripture right in front of me. I know you have it open there, but it was related to secular activities. Or,
well, it's related to all the work that you do the other 6 days of the week.
Right.
So honoring the Sabbath is to turn away from everything you typically do the other 6 days of the week. So you're fasting from doing your typical things.
It's nothing to do with diet or your food or anything. As a matter of fact, like you said, it's a feast day. The Sabbath
right.
is
yeah,
supposed to be.
Yep, that's right. You're not even supposed to diet. If you're on a diet, you're not supposed to do it that day.
Right.
So that whole chapter, all of 58, Isaiah 58, is very, very interesting read.
Take a break from your normal routine for the purpose of focusing on the Lord, serving the Lord.
And, that's right.
Yeah, worshiping the Lord.
Yep.
Very true. Good. That's good stuff.
Yep, amazing.
So, yeah, and that's Isaiah 58. It's 58 or 59?
It's chapter 58.
Yes,
and the verses that we read for today were 6 through 9.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
58, 6 through 9. Got it. Excellent. Well, okay, let's see. Before we go into a break here, I just wanted to throw out a couple of reminders. The Red Pill Expo, or the Red Pill Festival, rather, that is July 24th. Don't forget to mark your calendars for that. That's going to be in St. Regis, Montana. That's exit 33. Right off of I-90, Saved Magazine, Radio Free Redoubt, and the John Birch Society are some of the main sponsors there. But great speakers, Pastor Afshin Yakhtin, wait, yeah, Afshin Yagtin, I said it right. Representative Heather Scott, Matt Shea, oh, geez, Joey Gibson, Greg Pruitt. I think there might be, we're saying Alex Newman, possibly. Yeah, he's going to be there. Jordan Page, music. I will be speaking. Lady Liberty will be speaking. This is going to be a great, great event. So, yeah, look forward to seeing a lot of you there for that one. And also want to thank you guys, those of you who have stepped up to make commitments to help support Radio Free Redoubt and the Morning Commute. Some of you with just $5 or $10 or $20 a month, all of that adds up, and it really does help offset the growing cost of doing what we're doing. It helps keep us on the air, keeps us doing what we feel called to do. And just the testimonies about how the Lord is working in your guys', all of your lives, and the listeners, really rewarding for us. And we just want to be here to encourage, to inform, to inspire and motivate people to action, to try to, you know, look through world events through a Christian patriot lens. And yeah, that's what we feel called to do here. And so we,
that's right. Yeah.
We appreciate your guys' support.
Yeah. This doing this is a blessing to us. You know, it's phenomenal. We, we just really, really appreciate the fact that this is our service to the Lord, and it's it's enormous blessing.
Yep. So, want to advance the kingdom. Absolutely.
Yep.
Stand against wickedness.
That's right.
Uphold the righteous.
And speak the truth where nobody else is bold enough to.
That's right. Right.
Say it like it is.
Call for revival. Call for repentance. Yeah. Yep. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. Now, this segment, segment one, is brought to you by Prepping 2.0. Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher over there behind the microphone at the podcast Prepping 2.0. Talking about the issues from a preparedness standpoint. And boy, we've got some stuff to talk about too. I was on the docket to talk about for the Sunday night podcast last night. More information about the cyber attacks against the United States, but we just had one affecting our fuel line pipeline, right, on the East Coast. Right. Another a cyber attack. So it's kind of birth pangs of what we're being told is imminent,
right,
you know, at some point in the future. So we'll see. But to get your stuff prepared, check it out at prepping2-0.com. That's their website. And we'll be back right after this.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
All right, welcome back to segment two, Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two brought to you by Strategic Self-Defense, helping to give you the home field advantage at your home or your place of business, your vehicle, the world that you live in and operate in on a day-to-day basis. So get some professional, customized training to help you exploit and make the most out of your environment with Strategic Self-Defense. Also, they have low and no ammunition training consulting as well, if that's a concern. So, yeah, check them out. Well, I feel tired this morning. I just don't feel like I got my punch.
Your game on?
I know. Yeah. I was like, blah. So.
Well, probably because we had such a great day yesterday.
Oh,
and
I know.
So, you know.
It was really cool.
That was truly a wonderful ride. That was a blessing.
I know. Too. Yeah. I feel dried out. It's a little chilly. And so I feel like he just kind of zapped me.
Right. Yep.
You know, so.
Used up all your extra energy just to keep you warm.
Right.
Right.
Fire sure felt good, though.
That's for sure.
Man. But, hey, there's a couple things here. I know you want to get to some kind of local, semi-local issues. There is, for Washington State listeners, if you're not aware of it, there is a website called recallinslee.org. Now, I guess they're trying to push for going back to phase one. Phase one.
Oh,
like,
boy.
I mean, full stupid. In Washington, under the leadership, I'm just wondering when some adults are going to show up,
right?
In the Washington government, Washington State.
Well, I truly don't believe they can. I think they've tried, and just like we saw Lauren Culp do when he ran for governor, he had, and they were showing after their investigation into the vote, the fraudulent vote, that they found something like nearly 850,000 fraudulent votes in
the
that
attorney
election.
Steve Pigeon pulled those up.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. And so, you know, the fact that, you know, there are no responsible people in any elected positions over there right now is indicative of our voting machine. You know, the electronic voting machines.
Yeah.
And so until we get that completely abolished and we return to showing up with your ID and your ballot, you know, to fill out right then and there, I really don't believe that there is ever going to be another legitimate election.
Right.
So if you got these electronic machines that are, they're designed to be manipulated. There you have it.
Well, here's more of this. This is why the Democrats, AKA the communists, but KKK communists, Democrats, same thing.
Right.
And they are fighting tooth and nail to keep this Arizona audit from going through. Man,
oh,
they have tried. They are scared to death. So here's. This was just posted over, you know, this weekend, stillnessinthestorm.com. It's a blog, but they pulled a story from, I want to say, We Love Trump. Is that, you know, the group that is titled We Love Trump. So what they're talking about, though, is find the forensic evidence of Dominion voting machines having unauthorized implant within the system. And they quote Matthew DiPerno sharing his forensic evidence and he had found an unauthorized protocol on Dominion machines, which allows for easy hacking and communication. And specifically, they're talking about outside communications, which I know we saw demonstrated in Georgia.
Right. Yep.
And when a hacker or some IT guy, he hacks in remotely to one of their Dominion machines. Where was that? It was at a hotel or from a hotel. Oh, I'd have to pull that story up. But remember that? You remember the story where he demonstrated it?
Yep.
It's right there on the screen for everyone to see. He says, look, I'm in. But they're saying, oh, that's impossible. That's conspiracy theory stuff. It's not even possible. Well, these people are saying, actually, no, it is true. It's possible. And it's put in there on purpose. And these people are lying.
Well, that's kind of like a little kid with his hand in the cookie jar and somebody catches him. And he goes, it is not possible for these cookies to be disappearing, you know, by my hand.
Right.
Look away. Look somewhere else while I finish off these cookies, basically. You know, it's
well, it's they're saying that you can, these things can be manipulated multiple different ways that they can manipulate data in the Dominion, these Dominion machines. And it's not just like this one way that they do it. There are multiple different ways these forensics are showing. And this brings us back to total loss of faith in our electoral system.
And rightfully so.
You can't trust.
Rightfully
so. If they can do that down to the county level, when, because you could say in Washington State, they don't even use Dominion machines. It was like two counties did, right? And those were not even swing counties. They would have, if everybody voted in those two counties voted for one candidate or another, it would not affect the election. It's so minute,
Right. Well, yeah. Because see, that's not even what we're even referring to when we're saying we have to have all of the electronic voting machines removed. We're not talking about just Dominion and Smartmatic.
Exactly. We're that's where I was going.
Yes. We're talking about the ones that have been in place since before, what, like 2000? The year 2000, I think, is when they started using those. And I'd have to go back and check again.
Well, keep saying we're going to go back to watch the documentary Freedom to Fascism with Aaron Russo.
Yeah.
And we have not had time to go back and watch that again. But that's where that guy was. Gave his testimony. Right. Matter of fact, he gave his testimony. Was it Congress or was it a state legislature?
It was in front of a court. It was a lawsuit, and so he was giving his testimony, his sworn under oath testimony before a jury, and so he was describing that he was told to design the system to be manipulated, and that the indicator of it being manipulated was that the race would appear to be very, very close in percentages, like a 49-51 or 48-52.
Which all these races are.
Yep.
They're like razor thin.
Yes, exactly.
Victory on all of these.
And so you and I were talking about this, like where we were saying, you know, how is it possible that 60 judges could all coordinate in the same year to be corrupt and to refuse to look at election fraud evidence? How would they do that unless ever since all these electronic voting machine systems have been in place, none of our elections have been legitimate? They've only been rigged in order to get all of these key people in these key positions this whole time so that they could coordinate something massive on a massive scale like this, like a coup over the U.S.
Right.
And so, I mean, if anything, the fact that we're seeing so many of our elected officials refusing to acknowledge an illegitimate and fraudulent election is an indicator of rigged elections for the past however many 20 years or so.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. We don't know. We can't trust it.
Right.
We can't trust anything now. Yep. And especially when it appears that they're protecting it as well.
Oh, yeah. They're protecting it, like, with their lives.
I mean, look, we have for the first time ever, going on, 4 months now, the presidency, the White House, is, the Capitol is surrounded by military protecting them.
That's right.
Why? There's no riots. There are no riots. There is no demonstration. There is no threat.
Right. Yeah.
Except when somebody steals something, they get really paranoid.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
So, So when a coup, what that is indicative of a coup is when they use the military to solidify it, to consolidate their coup.
That's right, and to protect themselves.
That does not make them look very good. But, you know, I don't think they care how it looks. They're just like, who cares? We got control. Neener.
Yep.
And what are you going to do about it?
And it just so happens to fall in the same timeline as China and their Belt and Roads Initiative taking over all these other nations and strategic advantages and ports and everything else, right?
Well, it also comes right at the time when we have the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Which now there are reports coming out, multiple reports, or I said corroborating each other. And that is that China had been planning this for 5 years, as far as 5 years ago.
Right.
And I have this story. Let me pull it up real quick. Chinese military scientists discussed how to weaponize the SARS coronaviruses 5 years before the COVID-19 pandemic emerged in Wuhan, China, where CCP, that's the Communist Chinese Party, scientists were collaborating with a U.S.-funded non-government organization on so-called gain-of-function research to make bat coronaviruses infect humans more easily. And I'm picking this up right here from Zero Hedge, and they've done a really good job of staying on top of this type of this stuff. And this goes back to General Haoshin, his speech that was smuggled out.
That's right.
not the manuscript, the
transcript.
The transcript of his speech, and he's saying that, you know, among many other things, that one of the most efficient means that they could carry this out, this is being the colonization of the United States, Canada, and Australia, is by use of a biological weapon.
That's right.
A virus. And now we see this being planned with the, you know, with the military for the last, well, as far as 5 years ago. And, oh, now guess what? This is, can't find it, the content. That.
Well, and looking at, that's what you're describing is exactly what we also know is true about Bill Gates and his funding of the development of a virus and the funding of the development of the vaccine for that virus.
Right.
Right. And so that's an indication as well that, you know, when they're looking to have a biological element that will leave all of our structures intact, because they said they can't just nuke us because they want to be able to just move right in, like turnkey, like, you know, here's your empty house, now here's a place for our people, right?
Right.
And that was why they said they would just give us the best option of coming into the United States and just asking us to leave. That would be our best option,
right,
according to the Chinese, right? And so if they're looking for a way to keep the buildings intact, well, there you go.
Yep. Okay, Zero Hedge, that article's been pulled. Or it's no longer there, but I do have it. It's on several other outlets. We've got the Daily Wire, and but Chinese military scientists discussed weaponizing SARS coronavirus. And yep. There's multiple outlets going over these documents. Okay, and obviously we're coming up to the end of the show, so we didn't get a chance to talk. This is good. This is good stuff to discuss. But a really cool local pastor picked this up from the Coeur d'Alene Pravda. I'm surprised they covered this.
Yeah. We'll cover it tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll cover it tomorrow. Yep. It was for the Day of Prayer.
Yep, that's
so right. National Day of Prayer in Coeur d'Alene. It was just really cool. So looking forward to hearing the rest of that or that story. So anyway, you guys have a blessed day. You be safe out there, and we'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute.
That's right. Have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.